Curtis, and I'm playing Jack and Hyde, who are two very conflicting characters, but in the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So Jack is a scientist trying to find a way to separate the evil from man, and in doing so he creates an evil character, Hyde, who is himself, but has this nastiness and this maliciousness about him, but he's very fun, he's having fun. And he's enjoying life, where Jack is struggling, having a mental breakdown.
I'm Lauren, I'm playing Lucy. Lucy's a prostitute, and she basically works in the Red Rat, and she just lives to get money and lives to get by, and then she's never really known anything as deep as love, and then she meets Jackal. And she meets Jackal, and she's not used to like these deeper feelings that have kind of got past a wall. And she starts falling for him and gets scared and sees kindness in him, really, and safety. And it's about her journey with him, really, in their relationship. There's a big love triangle, isn't there, really?
There is. Jackal is in love with Emma, and then obviously Lucy is in love with Jackal, but when Jackal is Hyde is, I wouldn't say in love, but he has definitely strong feelings towards Lucy, and it's just this big, horrible mess of emotions and love and hate and crying. And it's really quite brilliant the way it is. It's deadly, and then there's just this mellow stream underneath. It's brilliant.
Emma, you've not heard a single word I've said. My fear is he's in over his head. He could lose control, and that I dread.
This is a question to both of you individually. What are your favourite songs to sing in the show?
I think for me, playing Lucy, I think one of the biggest ones is A New Life. That is just literally like a declaration of like gone past the wall. This is what she wants. This is what she, you know, expects of the rest of her life. She gives that. And then I think the biggest duet has to be, for me, Dangerous Games.
It's always a good one.
Yeah, that's killer. I love that song because it's just starting off dead calm and dead kind of flirty, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's like... everyone's both a bit scared at the beginning, aren't they?
Just seen you doing Being Live, which for me is one of my favourites.
Yeah, it's a very big song with a very big note at the end of it.
Yes, full marks for hitting that well done.
It's my favourite song, personally, out of character. My favourite song would probably have to be In His Eyes.
Yeah.
I love that song with the duet between Lucy
because
and Emma.
Because you've got two girls fighting over you.
That's the only reason.
It's pretty, the contrast in the voices. But as a character, my favourite song to sing would have to be Dangerous Game.
Because
it's
fun.
So dark, but it's so fun and naughty at the same time. It's good fun to do. It's really good fun.
Involved in Jekyll and Hyde, what made you think, this is the show I want to be in?
Well, for me, it was really new. I've not worked with this company before. And it was just a role that I could, I wouldn't say relate to, really. I've not had experience of being a prostitute, but the feelings of her and how, you know, she's quite protective and rough on the outside, and then, you know, it's a big journey about finding herself. I don't know, I can relate to the feelings, and I absolutely adore the songs that she sings and the duets that she sings. Her journey in the story, so I just went for that.
For me, this is my second show with this company. Last year, I played Valjean in their Les Mis.
That's showing up a bit.
I played Valjean there, and then I've done numerous other shows with another company in men, and then I saw they were doing Jekyll and Hyde. Now, I've always had a love for Jekyll and Hyde. This is the moment. Maybe got me into it. I started singing that, and then I found out everything, and I found out these guys were auditioning. I was like, I need to do this.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, I auditioned, and you know, a couple of months later, here I am.
What have been the main challenges of being in this production?
For me, vocally, vocally, it's really challenging. I mean, acting is a whole different planet. But vocally in itself, it's about a 2-octave range, maybe just over 2-octave range. All the songs are big sings. There's not really any mellow songs.
Get much time off in this.
No, they are big songs, and vocally, probably the hardest thing for me, really.
Yeah.
One of the main challenges for me was Bring On The Men, because that's like her main prostitute song in Her Red Rat, and half of these guys are 10 times younger than me, so hi, my name's Lauren Wright, let's start flirting. That's how it was. So that was one of the main challenges. Another one is, yeah, the big belty songs. I usually do a bit more classical, so this is more like West End belt. And another challenge, I think, is just letting your guard down with this role. Mm-hmm. You have to show that vulnerable side, but not give it away straight away. And it's that's quite challenging to do, especially in front of people you never met before. It's nice, though. It's quite refreshing, yeah.
Most challenging thing though would be song confrontation.
Yeah.
Because I am singing as both characters at the same time, and you're flipping from one to another within seconds, and that takes it out of you big time.
Yeah.
It's been able to change your facial expressions and your mannerisms within an instant, and the audience being able to know that you've changed from Jekyll to Hyde, because you aren't doing any physical change. You're just, because it's too fast to do that. So you've got to be able to change your mannerisms like that, and if I'm not exhausted by the end of it,
you haven't been doing well enough.
Basically, yeah, like that song is a killer. It really is.
Question: why should people come and see this show?
Wow, well, there's such a diverse cast, age range, and vocally, but there is no person that is vocally weak.
No.
Or acting wise, there's nobody, there is no weak links in this cast. It's been really well cast, and it's going to be quality. It really is. I'm really looking forward to it, because every time I hear the ensemble sing, I've just got a big grin on my face, because they are great, and most of them are under the age of 16, so it's pretty good.
Again, really strong cast and really strong chorus, which I think makes a show.
Yeah,
because you can see every single one of them giving it. They're all in their facial expressions, and it's a really good story. Really, really good songs. Takes you on a big journey. I think it's wicked. You can really relate to every single character, because they develop really well. So yeah. Lots of energy in this one.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's like sinking your teeth into a book.
Yeah.
Once you watch it, you want to see what happens at the end. You're on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
It'll be a spectacle, it really will.